Pop music has been used as a vehicle of political protest for years. And in Mexico, many musicians use their tunes and fame as a trench to criticize social problems, including border tensions and the struggles that migrants are facing. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes has more.
Bob Dylan, Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, all of them are examples of musicians that brought us songs of uprising, anthems of an era. And Mexico has its own slice of history, especially since the 90s, when the state relaxed its policies to restrain rock.
My name is Randy Ebright. I do not much.
Randy's being modest. He's a songwriter, drummer, vocalist, and guitar player from the Mexican band Molotov, which formed in the 90s, shortly after he moved from the U.S. to Mexico.
When I was 15 years old, my family got transferred down here. My father was a DEA agent.
Molotov's popularity comes from its mix of hip-hop with rock, but also from its irreverent, sometimes anti-establishment lyrics in Spanglish. Immigration became a topic after Randy's baby daughter, born in Mexico, was inspected by customs agents in a U.S. airport.
Checking her diaper to see if she had any, like, contraband. And
the experience was an eye-opener for Randy on the mistreatment towards immigrants, and he came up with the song Frijolero.
Now I wish I had a dime for every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I want to smack the mouths of these racists.
Randy says the song contrasts the way he felt welcomed in Mexico, unlike the welcome many immigrants get in the U.S. He reflected on the issue again with the song Dreamers, about undocumented Mexican youth living in the U.S. He played it at MTV Unplugged.
I'm also a dreamer, you know. I ended up living the Mexican dream.
The Mexican government currently deports thousands of Central Americans as a result from a tariff threat from Washington. Randy says Mexico and the U.S. are now playing the same game.
I think it's pretty sad. It's kind of hypocritical.
And another group that's been close to immigration issues is the eclectic band Café Tacuba.
One of our priorities for sure is to try to reflect what is around us and talk about it.
That's Emmanuel del Real, or Meme, a multi-instrumentalist from Café Tacuba. Along with singer Rubén Albarrán, he visited the migrant caravan shelter in Mexico City last year.
For me, it was a lesson to see.
Meme says he was surprised to see the positive attitude from migrants despite their situation. They decided to play some tunes to the travelers, including Olita del Alta Mar. Here's a fragment from their NPR's Tiny Desk appearance. El Fin de la Infancia, The End of Childhood, is another song Meme considers a portrait of the migrant struggle.
And the song says, we don't have to see what's going on in New York to be ourselves.
Meme says immigrants are not fully recognized as part of the American social fabric, but humanity is a blend of cultures and migrations will never stop. Joaquin Rosendo is a musician and producer. He performs in the underground Mexican scene as a masked character called Vetiver Bong.
It's a wrestler that plays cumbia in the night.
Vetiver Bong's song, Mexican Robots, is a nod to migrant workers in the U.S.
We are the Mexican robots to clean your house, to work in the restaurants, I don't know. And they're fighting for the American dream.
Rosendo did arrangements for the latest album of Mexican-American singer Lila Downs.
The idea of the new record of Lila is to talk about Oaxaca and borders.
Downs sings a cover to Manu Chao's Clandestino, which lyrics refer to the hard times undocumented migrants face. And just like Randy and Meme, Rosendo hopes that new generations keep raising their voices on issues that affect them. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.